Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. This is the place for the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host Joe Truini, and got a lot to share with you and some big news to share with you as well in just a few minutes. But during this hour, we're going to talk about bathroom remodeling, different ideas that you need to think about before you do any type of bathroom remodeling, especially that wall surface. You really need to make sure you're doing the right thing there. We'll talk about that. Also, if you have an asphalt driveway, you may be battling the grass that pops up every now and then. I don't know how it can find its way through a hard surface like asphalt, but it does. But we have some very simple ways that you can get rid of that grass, and you may want to get that tea kettle ready, and we'll tell you all about that in just a few minutes. Lots of emails have come in this week, and we want to encourage you to send us an email if you'd like. todayshomeowner.com/ask, or if you want to pick up the telephone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Today's Homeowner hotline number is 800-946-4420. And Joe always shares a great simple solution for us. Joe, what are you going to have this hour?
All right, Danny, I think holidays are rolling around and people are starting to work on woodworking projects, perhaps, to make gifts for kids and grandkids. And you often have brass hardware, hinges, knobs, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it has brass screws. Well, brass screws, they look great, but they're very soft and they can strip and break off. So I've got a tip for driving in brass screws without breaking them off.
Okay. Well, if you've ever had to deal with some of the cabinet hardware, maybe going into that hard pine wood or something, you know exactly what Joe's talking about. So look forward to that, Joe. Joe, let me tell you, I'm on day 15. I can't remember ever doing this. Day 15 of not having my air conditioning or my heater on at all.
Because the climate, the weather is like perfect?
Well, the darn house is so insulated and so tight that, right. You know, if we need, a little cooling, well, the temperature has been very modest here in the Southeast. And so we just swing the doors open and, right. You know, using ceiling fans. Sharon and I are on a mission just to see how long we can go like this. And course, we're saving money every single day. And then she's going online to Amazon and spending that real quickly. So,
well, it's awful nice of you to improve the budget of the Amazon. So do you have Amazon pulling up like every day?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. And then, you know, every delivery service around, they just, you know, here's another package for Sharon. Drop it on the front porch.
It's going to say UPS/Lipford, Amazon/Lipford. You have your own fleet of trucks.
I think that's coming. But we do. I'll tell you one thing. Every email that you send us, we read every single one of them. And we try to share with you a lot of them. But the one came in this week that I've just got to share with you. And, you know, I think about, Joe, I don't know if you sit down and ever write emails, you know, spontaneously here and there to television shows or wherever. But, you know, you think about it, that takes a bit of an effort to figure out where to send it, sitting down, writing it and everything. But this one came from Margie Not Lord. It says, "Hi, Danny, I've been tuning into your television show over the years and love the playful banter between you and Chelsea. My dad passed away when I was 19, more than 42 years ago, but I was always his shadow in the workshop. As we built our home and did projects throughout the years, sometimes with nonstop giggle fits, many precious memories were made. Now, his day job was a hydroacoustical research scientist developing technology for mapping the ocean floor." Go figure, you know, there. So if he was around today, I'm sure we would be watching the Today's Homeowner show together saying, "Remember when we..." So since he raised me with that mindset that I can do anything I put my mind to, I became a painting, wallpapering, and home maintenance contractor for the last 35 years. My customers were delightful, and I never had to do any advertising, and many of the families that I worked with got involved in the projects with me, empowering them to tackle other projects or simply call me in for a consultation. Your show is delightful, and it fully warms my heart with wonderful memories. Thanks for being so genuine, with warm appreciation for those for who you are and what you do." So that's not an email for me, that's an email for what happens on our television show, our radio show, our website, and everything in between. So pretty cool email, huh?
Absolutely. And you're being a bit modest, because it is for you. It does reflect the show and Chelsea and everybody else, but it is for you. And you know, and you're right to take the time to formulate your thoughts and put it down in words and send it out. You know, Margie, we all appreciate it. And I'm sure Danny does as well.
Absolutely. And also, sometimes, well, hopefully all the time, when we recommend something, it does work for someone. We have a call that came in on the hotline from Dave to tell us about something he's tried recently that we recommended.
Hey, Danny. This is Dave in Lincoln, Nebraska. I was excited when I figured this tip out. Not too profound, but again, I was excited. I've got a 30-year-old big redwood deck. Solid 2x6, 12-foot redwood pieces, badly weathered on the top. And my wife said, well, just get a new deck. And I'm thinking, you can't even replace redwood. And then it occurred to me, I just turned the deck upside down. You just flip the boards over, including the built-in seats and stuff. You got a fresh side to work with. So flip the deck. That's almost like a new deck. Okay, thanks a lot.
There you go. And that's something we've recommended quite a bit over the years because, I mean, it's really, you know, the top of the wood is going, you know, the area that's facing up is going to get all of the, you know, harsh treatment from everybody walking on it, pressure washing, all of the rain, snow, wind, everything else. And a lot of times it's only just a little bit on the surface, which is very difficult to really make it look good after it gets kind of pitted and gouged a little bit. And that's another reason why we always recommend using deck screws to install any of the decking because it makes it a lot easier to remove that if you, you know, replace it completely or, you know, as Dave has done, just to completely flip it over. I've done this a lot of time, Joe. Even though there's a little labor involved with the wood costs these days, it makes it well worth it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and ordinarily the underside hasn't been finished, you know, so you don't have to worry about, you know, if it was stained or painted or something. The edges of the board, you know, you probably don't really even see. So if there's some finish on there, it doesn't look great. Well, I wouldn't worry about it. And also flipping them over gives you opportunity to replace any boards that maybe have cracked or checked or rotted even, depending on what the wood's made out of. So there's a lot of reasons for flipping them over. Now he said he had a pretty big deck. Usually we recommend this for a smaller deck because it could be, like you said, a lot of work. And if you do have a wooden deck that's blind nailed or blind screwed, meaning you don't see the screws on the top surface, there is a way to still do that. Mm-hmm. Usually on the perimeter, the last board or two are nailed down. Usually the last board is screwed or nailed, face nailed, because there's no way to blind nail it. So you pull that one up and that would expose all the other boards. So you can't do it on a blind nailed deck. It's just a little more complicated.
Yeah, but there's a lot of very clever ways of removing deck boards if you're replacing them or flipping them over. You know, it's all about leverage. Yep. You know, there's a number of very innovative crowbars that actually are made for decking. They kind of have two prongs on one side, one prong on the other. And boy, you can hook that over those joists.
Right.
And you can really, I can't remember the name of it. I remember it had a bright.
Yeah, but it's like a fork. It's like a fork.
Yeah.
But the handle's up at about a 45-degree angle, long handle that gives you that leverage. You press down on the joist and it pops those boards right up.
Yeah, those specialty tools like that really do help a lot. Hey, another thing we got several emails on this week that I wanted to mention is a lot of people had written in, had obviously seen our recent episode of the Today's Homeowner television show. It was about an 80s kitchen that we updated with some very easy to do projects around your home. And a lot of people ask, what did we use to clean the cabinets before we refinish them? And one of the things we use there, you know, is liquid sandpaper is what it actually is. It's available at all home centers and so forth. And it's actually kind of a deglosser that you apply over it, and it creates a really good surface that will allow the varnish or the stain or the paint to adhere to and saves you a little bit of elbow grease, even though I still like to do a little bit of sanding. But Joe, have you had much experience with the liquid sandpaper?
I have not. I have not used that. I know you've mentioned it, and I've read articles about it. But I usually, tell you the truth, I usually replace anything that needs to be sanded that much, especially, and where it does work well, though, is on anything that's like a piece of molding that's got some profile to it that you can't just sand it, because, of course, you'd sand off all the profile. Mm-hmm. But I know it's pretty effective, but no, I have not used it.
But, you know, these particular cabinets, you know, people automatically think, well, these cabinets have been in here for, you know, 30 years or so or 40 years. And, you know, they're stained. They, you know, don't look bad, but they're just out of date. Well, right. You can paint them. You can do different finishes on them. You can, you know, there's a lot of different faux type finishes that you can do on cabinets. But these particular cabinets were in really good shape other than just a few dings and dents here and there around on the face of the doors. So what we basically did is took all of the doors off and then a little bit of sanding, a little bit of the liquid sandpaper, allowing it to dry. Then we were able to just add a little stain to it in different spots before we sprayed it with some new polyurethane. So that worked great, and you can tune in to todayshomeowner.com, find out exactly where you can see the television show in your area. Hey, we're just getting started here on Today's Homeowner Radio this week, and we've got a lot to share with you and a lot of big news that we're going to share with you. So stay with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
It's not just boughs of holly that are going to deck your halls this holiday season. It's you decking the whole house with outdoor lights and holiday decor from the Home Depot. Fill your yard with Yuletide treasure like a hand-painted LED reindeer sculpture. Want to build a snowman? You can, with our 6-foot sparkling snowman covered in lights. You can even pair it with a Disney inflatable Sven. You know, from the movie your kids still watch 3 times a day. Tis the season to make things jolly, and the Home Depot has everything you need to make the holidays yours. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. And as we tell you each and every week, we're heard coast to coast on some fantastic stations, and that's about to get a little bigger because we have a brand new station here we want to announce. This one's in Blue Earth, Minnesota, KBEW 1560 AM. Special hello to Program Director Randy Allen. Randy, we appreciate you putting us on the air there in Minnesota, and we want to make sure that we help everybody that's listening there on that great radio station, KBEW. We want to make sure that you know how you can reach out to us here at Today's Homeowner Radio. One is to pick up the phone. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. And you can send us an email anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Okay, we were ready to share some special news with you here. And this is very nice because it's kind of one of those happy, sad things. You know, I have some great friends that I've known for many, many years. And yes, they were competitors of ours because it's another very popular home improvement radio show. The Carey brothers, James and Morris Carey, have been on the air for about 35 years and have blazed quite a trail over the years. And they're great guys to be around, but they've decided to hang up the headphones at the end of this year. And Joe, you've seen the guys a lot at the trade shows. They've been out there right in the middle of the home improvement world for all these years.
I can't remember a time I didn't see them at trade shows and out and about. And they used to broadcast from the trade shows, right?
And, you know, they've done a lot of television on the Hallmark Channel, a lot of things on CBS, and, you know, a lot of different things that they've done over the years. Well, they have decided to hang up their headphones as of December 31st. And we have just announced this week nationally that Today's Homeowner Media has acquired the Carey Brothers website content, and we're all working together to transfer and migrate as many of their radio stations, which total a little over 100, to get as many of those stations on board with Today's Homeowner Radio as their replacement for their two-hour radio show, as well as the radio features that many of you may hear from time to time on a lot of the stations. We have over 380 stations that air the tips, and you may have heard those as well. So it's a great opportunity for us to really provide you more content because, Joe, I don't know if you realize, these guys wrote articles syndicated right. nationally for the Associated Press, all about home improvement, all about realistic, practical approaches to that. And that is something else that we're going to be able to share with you. Over 900 articles about different subjects along those lines.
And these appeared in local newspapers all across the country, right?
Right, exactly. So, you know, great content. So, yeah. you know, holding up very, very well. So it's we're looking forward to all that.
Yeah. And anybody that of the many fans, the thousands and thousands of fans that the Carey brothers had, you know, if you're going to be sad to see them go, we understand, but we're going to do our best to uphold the tradition they started and be as honest and as straightforward as we can with the information. So, so stay tuned, you know, hopefully we'll be able to give you the same home improvement advice that you've been getting from them for over three decades.
Well, we certainly have a lot in common, and we do a lot of the same approaches to home improvement. And we're going to have the Carey brothers on in the next week or so just to tell you a little bit more about this transition. It's exciting for us and hopefully exciting for you because that just raises the bar a little bit more on all of the information that we will have available online and on air for you, our great today's homeowner family. So just wanted to share that with you. We're proud of it, and you'll be hearing more and more about it. So right now we're going to go right to the today's homeowner hotline and see if we can help Brenda in Kentucky. Brenda, welcome to the show.
Hey there. Thank you for inviting me, and I enjoy your shows. Been watching you for years, so I appreciate your help.
Oh, well, good, good. Well, we want to help you with this bathroom. I hear you're about to tear into a bathroom. Tell us all about it.
Well, it was upgraded, I think, in 98, and I made the mistake of putting, I think it's called Masonite. It's like a sheeting on the walls. It was kind of popular back then. Mm-hmm. And of course, it doesn't stand up to water behind my sink. I have like a pedestal sink. Mm-hmm. So thinking about replacing that and the floors, so forth. My commode is new. The tub's pretty new and the tile around it. So basically, I'm concerned about the walls, a product. I'm not sure what it's going to, the sheetrock will look like after we remove that the Masonite off the wall.
Well, Brenda, do you remember when it was installed? Did you use any glue or construction adhesive on it, or did you just nail it to the drywall?
Well, it probably has glue. I hired it done, and of course, I wasn't here when he put it up, but I would say it has glue, and then it's, you know, pieced together with trim around the sides. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would be the main thing is, and that'll tell you everything as soon as you remove that first section of it. Because if it's just simply nailed, most likely you can save that drywall and be able to use it. You know, you may have a 100 little nail holes to patch, but that's not that hard. But if you have the glue on it, that might be a different story. Sometimes the glue will turn loose fairly easily, but other times it's going to kind of damage the drywall by removing the surface paper off of it that then will have to kind of a decision at that point whether to use joint compound to try to repair that damage or remove all of the drywall and replace it or veneer over it. Those will be the different options that you will have. Now, of course, the advantage, if you do end up removing all of it, take advantage of that and go ahead and insulate all of those walls, even if it's an inside wall. That helps a lot on that noise transmission and just to keep the bathroom a little more cozy. And then just use a moisture-resistant drywall to go on it,
yeah.
Have it finished. And then use an eggshell or semi-gloss paint to make it a little more durable and a little more washable. But it's all going to come down to you'll know what you have ahead of you when you remove just that first section.
Okay, well, that's great advice. I appreciate it. I thought about, you know, shiplap. I'm afraid that'll go out of style by the time I get it up, whatever. So I wasn't sure if there's anything else I could put over the sheetrock if I decided to go that route.
Well, you know, a lot of people use the beadboard, which looks okay if you use it on a wainscoting or wainscoting type of approach, but putting it all over the wall, I'm not sure about that. Joe, what would you recommend? Because there's still, you know, drywall and painting it with semi-gloss paint or eggshell is pretty common. Of course, the product that we used at Chelsea's house, wet wall, I was really impressed with that. What are the thoughts you have, Joe?
Yeah, Brenda, I was thinking the same thing. What I thought you could do, a beadboard wainscoting up like just half the wall,
right?
Which would have chair rail on top. So now you'd only have half the wall that you have to be concerned with. Because I suspect, as Danny, I think, does as well, when you pull off this masonite, you're going to find those walls are in pretty rough shape. And rather than just patching or replacing all the old sheetrock, I would just go over it with quarter-inch sheetrock. And again, you're only going to be doing a little more than half of the wall because you'll have the beadboard down below it. And the beadboard comes in, you can get vinyl, or I guess it's PVC, almost plastic beadboard, or you get the wooden one and paint it or stain it. And then once you put up the new drywall, then of course, you know, you can just finish it and paint it as if you would any other room. Now, some people think, well, I could put up wallpaper and that would solve the problem. And that would, except wallpaper in a bathroom when it's exposed to a lot of hot, steamy air. You know, I'm not so sure about that, Brenda. You know, sometimes it starts to peel off and then you're back to another problem. So I think I'd probably avoid the wallpaper, but I like the idea of wainscoting and then there's new drywall above.
Now, one more question. Will the beadboard be safe behind that pedestal sink? Because that's where I had a problem with the masonite. It started peeling off there.
Yes. If you paint it really well, or if you get the PVC, the plastic kind, of course, then it'll be completely impervious to any water damage.
Okay, great idea. I appreciate that.
Of course. Thank you.
Well, there you go, Brenda. A few different ideas to consider, and certainly hope the bathroom turns out well. And we appreciate you watching our television show.
Well, I sure enjoy it. Thank you guys for your advice. Y'all have a great day.
Okay, you as well. Have a great weekend. We're always glad to help you on any of those little projects. And I'll tell you, bathroom remodeling is as big and as popular as it's ever been. But also, maintaining your home is a big part of owning a home. And if you've got an asphalt driveway, you may be battling that grass that some way or the other finding its way up through, especially along the edges. We'll tell you a number of ways that you can win that battle when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, if you've ever tried to finish a really dense wood like teak or mahogany, you know it really takes a lot of work. Master woodworkers often spend hours and hours creating hand rub finishes on this kind of wood. But now you have a much easier option. Waco Teak Oil Plus Stain is specifically formulated for the dense type woods, and it applies very easily by brushing, wiping, or spraying. Then it penetrates deep into the wood pores to create the rich, warm glow of a hand rub finish. Now, it dries to the touch in just 8 hours, and the water-resistant formula withstands a wide range of climate conditions. Its UV protection helps keep your exterior wood projects looking great, and it cleans up very simply with mineral spirits. So for more information on this Watco Teak Oil Plus Stain, log on to HomeDepot.com. Joe, they just keep doing things more and more to help it a little bit easier, because I know that that's amazing when you think about porous natures of wood.
Right.
And, you know, let's say you have, you know, I love working with cedar, even though that's very, very porous and a little more lightweight. You put that side by side with a piece of teak or mahogany or oak, boy, you can tell the differences in woods very, very quickly.
Yeah, just by picking it up, right? But I've been using Watco for many, many years. I don't even know since I can remember. It used to be a separate company, and their first product was Watco Danish Oil. And then they were bought by Minwax. Now I think they're owned by Rust-Oleum or something. But yeah, the problem with teak or mahogany, not only is it really super dense, so it doesn't absorb as much, but those woods typically have a high oil content. And that also prevents oil-based stains or finishes from soaking in. And I've used it. I've not used the one with the stain because this is new, but I've used a teak oil before on some teak outdoor furniture, and it does work great. The nice thing about an oil hand rub finish like that, unlike a polyurethane, this fades. You just light sanding and you put more right on top. You don't have to sand off some hard finish that's on top of the wood.
Oh, that's perfect. Hey, let's get right to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. We're going to check in with Greg in North Carolina. Greg, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on with this asphalt driveway.
Yes, thank you. I have grass that's eating into the edges of my driveway, and I'm hoping to get any suggestions on how to get it to stop and how I might be able to prevent it from occurring again in the future.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? You know, how because when you put down a lot of asphalt and, you know, it's usually about an inch to an inch and a half thick, how in the world could anything grow up through that? But you know, it just like concrete, you're going to have a little crack here and there, and then water gets down in there, and that's about all it takes. Well, we have several different ways of approaching this, and one is to simply put boiling water on it. You can just pour, you know, take the old tea kettle and heat it up and go out and pour that boiling water directly on the plant, and it'll be gone by the afternoon. And then you can just take a screwdriver or something, you know, a garden tool to scrape it out of there, and then that will eliminate it. But now, of course, on any of the different methods, and Joe has another idea of a homemade solution that you can spray on it. But once you get this done, though, Greg, you're going to want to use some asphalt repair caulk. And you can put it in a caulking tube and just go into each and every one of these cracks and just fill it up. That'll prevent the water from getting down in there and the plants growing behind that. Joe, you want to share your homemade solution?
Sure.
That a lot of people ask us about there about a year ago.
Yeah, Greg, I had shared a simple solution for a weed killer that works great. And it's basically just white vinegar with dish soap. That's the most simple solution. And the dish soap just helps the vinegar stick to it. And you can use regular white vinegar that you might put like in a salad dressing or something, but they also make a home and garden vinegar, which has a much higher acidic rating to it, content to it, so it works a lot faster. And what I've seen people use around here, and Danny, I think you've mentioned this before, that there are propane torches, Greg, made specifically for killing weeds. And I think they're called like flame weeders, and I've seen them called weed torch kit, but essentially it's a long handle with a little blower on the end, and then there's a 20-gallon propane tank that's on wheels, and you just roll around and you just torch it. And that's the reason that the boiling water works. So, by the way, that idea of Danny's works great, except if the water cools off, Greg, don't use it, because then you're just watering the weeds.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's true.
They're going to grow really well. But going back to the original problem, like how do you stop it? Well, that might be an ongoing problem. But once you kill them, as Danny said, if you can put some kind of asphalt repair, a patch in there, that'll help. But there's a very important step of laying an asphalt driveway that's almost always skipped because, you know, that the contractors want to get in and out. After the final excavation and grading of the driveway, the exposed soil is supposed to be treated with a pre-emergent weed killer that also kills the seeds. If they put that down first, prior to laying the asphalt, then there's a lot less chance of the weeds growing through. And then as far as how do you stop that? But one thing is, I've seen people put in borders. Now, this is it might be easier just to kill them when you see them, but if you have them, the weeds just growing through the border of your driveway, what they can do is cut away the border, cut away the edges, and put in a solid border. Usually it's like, I think they call them Belgian block around here. They call them landscaping blocks, or you can just use concrete, pour concrete, basically like a curb. And that just creates a barrier so the grass doesn't get to the driveway. But again, that would be a last resort, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I think I'll give that white vinegar with the dish soap a try as a first step, and then dig them all out of there.
And sometimes since it's just grass, that'll probably work, but if you add Epsom salt to it as well, that really will kill them. But just try the vinegar, even just household vinegar and a little Dawn dish soap or something like that.
Okay, yeah, I have all of those ingredients here already.
Good.
Great. There you go. You don't even have to go to the store to make that situation work. And you'll probably want to do it before it gets really, really cold. But I'm glad we were able to help you on that. You can tackle that grass and keep that asphalt looking good. And then maybe in the spring, you might consider putting another coating over it just to kind of maintain it and keep it looking good. But Greg, we appreciate you being a part of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show today.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, you have a great weekend. Thanks again. That's so you can reach out to us anytime, just like Greg did. All you have to do, pick up the phone right now, 800-946-4420. That's the Today's Homeowner Hotline, and you can send us an email. We appreciate all the great emails we got this week. You can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. And also, I hope you're getting our newsletter every week by email. If not, you can go right now, todayshomeowner.com/newsletter, and sign up so that you can get our weekly dose of home improvement information to help you have the best looking house on the block. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Coming up soon, our simple solution. You don't want to miss that.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7-1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond wood glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Gutter Brush is a simple gutter guard I've recommended for years. It's easy. Just slide 3-foot sections of gutter brush into your gutters and leave them there year-round to keep gutters flowing. Right now they're having their big fall sale, 25% off and free shipping when you order direct at gutterbrush.com. Most homes are protected for just $200 to $300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433. Prevent clogged gutters and water damage with Gutter Brush. Money back guaranteed, made in the USA.
Are drafty windows causing a chill in your home? Keep the cold out with Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kits. This window film creates an added barrier between warm inside air and the frigid temperatures outside, blocking drafts that steal energy and drive up your heating bill. The puncture-resistant film is 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high-traffic or pet-friendly homes. And the crystal-clear film is easy to install and remove once warmer weather arrives. Visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. And we really enjoy getting emails and calls from you. And I want to go over an email we receive here from Stephanie from Georgia. It says, the pine trees around our house keeps our gutters constantly full and clogged. I've seen all kinds of gutter covers and inserts for sale, but I really don't know which, if any of them work well. Plus, some of them are really expensive to experiment with. Can you help? Well, Stephanie, not the first time we've had a homeowner reach out to us about all the different gutter guards that are available and gutter shields and helmets and all kinds of different ways of, you know, keeping it out. And I think, you know, some of them work a little better in some areas of the country where it has, you know, maybe less rainfall versus others that have a lot of rainfall. But it can be a confusing issue because there's so many products and so many claims out there. I'd be kind of weary of anything that claims to be zero maintenance because gutters will certainly need some attentions over the years. So honestly, that's why I really like Gutter Brush. That's what I use in my house. And it's a simple gutter guard that, you know, they're very honest about the fact that there will be some maintenance, but they keep the gutters flowing and simplify that little maintenance that needs to be done. You know, Gutter Brush is basically a round brush that sits inside the gutters to keep debris out while allowing the water to filter through it. Now, in your case with pine needles, Gutter Brush will keep your gutters flowing, and it can be easily maintained by, you know, whenever necessary, by just pulling the brushes out, shaking them clear, sliding them right back in. And there's no tools or fasteners or anything that you have to disconnect, and you'll find it much better than scooping that wet pine straw out of dozens of feet of gutters. And Gutter Brush really won't cost you a lot of money. They estimate the cost to protect an average home at around $200 to $300. So to find out more, all you got to do is go to gutterbrush.com. Or I'll tell you what, this is a situation where you can pick up the phone and call them and talk all about it and order whatever you want. And the phone number to reach out to Gutter Brush is 888-397-9433. That's 888-397-9433. So that works fairly well. And, you know,
and Danny, for anyone who says $200 to $300 sounds expensive, go and price some of the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
And see, it's probably four times that for the average size house.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, if you can keep yourself from getting on that ladder and having to do a lot of that maintenance, it's $200 or $300. It gets real reasonable really quick.
Sure does, yeah.
Hey, let's get right to some emails here. We encourage you to send us one at todayshomeowner.com/ask. This came in from Chantel from Maryland. After a heavy rain, water pools around two sides of my house, and I've noticed a musty smell in the bedrooms in that area. The house has a crawl space, not a basement. Is there a cost-effective way to fix this problem? Well, you know, that's really a great question and something a lot of people, you know, may not even be aware of that's lurking under their home. And that's if water is pooling. A lot of times, Joe, we've talked about this where yep. people have the best intentions in creating these wonderful flower beds. They got the border grass or the borders of some kind all around it. Wow, it looks great. But then it rains and that creates just basically a pool right there, kind of a dam that is certainly going to encourage and maybe even force that water under the crawl space, and that is where all of the musty smell and the mold and mildew and a lot of other problems that can occur. So a lot of times in this situation, you know, we just talked about gutters and gutter brush.
Right.
A lot of times utilizing gutters in a good way and making sure the downspouts are directing that water away, but sometimes got to alter that landscaping a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked all the time about water pooling on the surface as opposed to water running off of a hardscape, meaning like a road or a driveway, onto your lawn. But yeah, the very first thing you should always do, and that's not always possible, is to slope the property away from the house whenever, wherever you can, slope it away, even if it's just a very slight slope, and then make sure the gutters and downspouts are working. And if they're working, but they're just dumping water on the area, obviously that's no good. The very best solution is to dig down a trench and bury a pipe and carry that water out to daylight, meaning away from, you know, the house and out onto the, into the woods or onto the lawn and further away. I mean, if that's not possible, at least just extend it at least 10 feet away from the house, even if it's sitting on the grass, just to carry the water away. And now when water pools on the surface of the lawn, a French drain is probably the most permanent way to carry that water away. If the water is running off a hardscape, as I said, a driveway, a walkway, the road, anything like that, then you'd use a channel drain or a trench drain to capture that water and drain it off. So for Chantel, I think a French drain would probably be the most permanent solution. If, you know, this is after she takes care of the gutters, maybe regrades the property And if it's still pooling, then a French drain would definitely solve the problem.
I'll tell you what I did in one situation at my house is I had a downspout coming down and really, you know, didn't want it to empty into that flower bed because it was kind of had a sidewalk on one side, garage on the other. I would have had problems sooner or later. So I put an underground drain. And the good thing about it, you're not having to dig something 2 feet deep.
Yep.
I mean, heck, you don't even need to go 10 or 12 inches there. So I put a little drain basin there, you know, to where the downspout went in, and then I went over just to the edge of my property, but I didn't want to just dump it onto my neighbors there. I would have, you know, we would have had a little turf war on that one. So instead, away from my fence a little bit,
yeah.
I put a drain, a 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot drain, and it's positioned just a couple inches lower than where the downspout
right.
is. And so the water goes to that, and when the pipe fills up, it just bubbles very passively out of the top of that drain
okay.
and disperses to where there's no erosion, there's no problems with the neighbors, most of it's absorbed by the grass in that area. And, of course, I grabbed that a can of green spray paint I keep around,
right.
spray painted it the same color as the grass. It can't say it disappeared, but it's low enough that you can mow right over it without any maintenance problems there, and that certainly worked around my house. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini, and coming up, one of the most favorite parts of the show, our simple solution. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with SimpleMat from Custom Building Products. SimpleMat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
It's not just boughs of holly that are going to deck your halls this holiday season. It's you decking the whole house with outdoor lights and holiday decor from the Home Depot. Fill your yard with Yuletide treasure like a hand-painted LED reindeer sculpture. Want to build a snowman? You can, with our 6-foot sparkling snowman covered in lights. You can even pair it with a Disney inflatable Sven. You know, from the movie your kids still watch 3 times a day. Tis the season to make things jolly, and the Home Depot has everything you need to make the holidays yours. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Welcome back to today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And certainly welcome back to the show. And this is one of the parts of the show that I can kind of sit back, drink a little coffee, and let Joe do the heavy lifting. Joe, share with us that simple solution you have queued up there.
All right, Danny, take it easy. Sit back and relax. Small brass screws are beautiful and they're decorative, but they're also soft. So it's easy to strip the head or snap the screw in half. So to prevent this from happening, first, drill a pilot hole, as you ordinarily should be doing anyway. Drill a pilot hole, then drive in. And here's the simple solution. Drive in a steel screw that's exactly the same size as the brass screw. What you're doing essentially, of course, is just threading the hole in the wood to accept the brass screw. So once you do that, then back out the steel screw and then drive in the brass screw. And if you're doing this in any wood that's, I mean, pine, you might be able to get away with just driving in the brass screw, but anything slightly harder than pine and certainly any hardwood, you definitely have to do this. Because if that screw snaps off, then what?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get it out to put in the screw? And you hate to have a hinge that has four holes and only has three screws, right, or something like that. So that's a trick. Thread that hole with a steel screw first.
Well, something I realized when I was working on my little boat dock there trying to put some things up, I, of course, wanted to use stainless steel screws.
Right.
I was amazed at how brittle these stainless steel screws were. I mean, I snapped the head off of a number of those things.
Oh.
And maybe it was, I mean, not, you know, like not all building products are made the same. You know, maybe these were just cheap stainless steel screws. But I was amazed at how, you know, of course, you know, with a forearm and a bicep like this, you know, a lot of things break, you know, but it surprised me that I had that. So I wish I'd have known that, or known that simple solution. I would have certainly used that with a more substantial screw.
Yeah. Or drilling. We're always told to drill at least a pilot hole, but technically you're supposed to drill a screw shank clearance hole through the top board and then the pilot hole in the second board. Because really, for a screw to work, it really shouldn't be biting into the top board.
Right,
it only should bite it, should pass clean through it. But in any case, if it's soft wood, you don't have to do that. But in your case, yeah, you're probably going into pressure treated, really resinous, you know, gnarly pressure treated wood.
Exactly. And a reminder, you can go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions and view over 500 of Joe's simple solutions. I guarantee you, it will pull you in and you'll do a little binge watching there. And
they usually pass out after like the 100th or 200th. You know, if you can get past 200, you get a special plaque.
I'll send you. But just think about all that knowledge you'll gain, and you're going to the holiday party soon, and you'll be able to, you'll hear someone saying, yeah, I have a little problem with that. Well, here's what you need to do. And you can take credit for it. You don't even have to let anybody know that it came from Joe.
Fine with me.
Hey, I also want to remind you on this week's Today's Homeowner Television Show episode, it's part two of Chelsea's Ranch Revival. This is all about the exterior, where we talk about, you know, changing and updating. We're talking about new windows, new garage doors that we actually built. Also, the shutters, brand new shutters, and all of that repainted. And a lot of other little innovative things that were done on the exterior of this 60-plus-year-old home that brought it to a very nice look, you know, not ignoring the nice character from 1956, but really modernizing it, giving it a really cool look. And you'll see that entire transformation on the show this weekend. You can go to todayshomeowner.com, find out exactly where you can see it in your area, because right now it's airing in 92% of the country. So you'll be able to see it. Now, if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour of the Today's Homeowner radio show, no problem. You can go to todayshomeowner.com and not miss a thing. And always remember our podcast. You can find out more about it at todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.